I stood in the doorway, watching you work. Your eyes flitting across the screen, attention fixed on what you're working on. The twilight half-moons under your eyes told the story of long hours spent here, pouring your creativity into others. Maybe it was the way you'd occasionally sigh deeply, or the partial croissant of your posture that had my heart squeezing in my chest. I couldn't remember the last time you'd taken a break.
I hadn't noticed you there. I couldn't see anything beyond this work. Deadlines, meetings, clients. A wariness settled over me that I hadn't been able to shake, but it needed to get done. It's not until you placed your hands on my shoulders that I realized I had them up in my ears. I couldn't fight the moan that slipped out when you applied pressure with your thumbs, kneading and pushing. Practiced weighted pushes to unravel the muscles in my shoulders as you leaned into me.
Your sigh of relief reassured me that my instincts were right. I could hear your eyes close on the moan that colored your breathy exhale, the sound shooting through me, the way sunlight breaks through a prism. That single sound sending goosebumps across my skin, a thrill through my chest, a soft pulse through my cock. That was already on board with my plan, before I even got my hands on you.
Your breath caressed my ear as your arms found their way around me. Your strength was familiar and reassuring as it enveloped me. The warmth of your nearness against the side of my neck was simultaneously relaxing and stimulating.
Pushing.
Pressing.
Kneading.
Your shoulder supported my head as I rested it back for the first time in hours. Your lips against the sensitive skin under my ear. My eyes fluttered closed, exhaling my fatigue as goosebumps flew across my skin.
I know what you need, I whispered as I located the knot in your shoulder that was always there. Pushing in, your lips opened on a moan, but you didn't fight me. I chuckled as I pressed my cheek into the sensitive spot under your ear, listening to how your breath smoothed out under my hands before shortening for other reasons.
You pulled me out of my chair with a groan and I scrubbed my eyes, weary from staring at my screen. Stiffness from sitting for so long made me shuffle my feet as you patiently led me, your fingers laced with mine.
Away from the distractions.
Away from the stress. I had barely reached the threshold of the bedroom that was dark with evening glow before you pushed my back into the mattress. Your hands warm under my shirt. My eyes remained closed as I arched into your touch, the pads of your fingers caressing under my breasts, soft and persistent. I got greedy for more immediately.
Some days, I want you to look at me, to listen, to watch, to respond. Not today. Luckily for me, you never wore a bra when you were working, and the pads of my fingers softly grazed the underside of your full breasts. Flicking my eyes up to your face, I watched the way your eyebrows slowly unknit from each other. Your eyes closed and your full lips parted just enough to allow me to hear the soft pants of the need rising in you.
It felt foreign to shift my attention to focus on myself, but your fingers rooted me in the moment. The way they softly slid across my skin. A reverent touch, reminding me to feel, reminding me to breathe.
Pushing your shirt up, I planted kisses on your tummy before I hooked my fingers in the waistband of your sweats. The scent of your arousal hit me hard, and I hissed a deep breath inward. It was like an energy drink in my system, and I filled my lungs with it like it was the only thing keeping me awake. See? I whispered into your hip as I continued to kiss the path that your pants left in its wake.
I knew you were right as I lifted my hips to help you take my pants off, my core already slick and ready under your eager, impracticed ministrations. The thrill of bearing my quiet desire to the cool air of the bedroom and hearing the effect it had on you made me dizzy. The feeling of being desired hit me hard, reminding me that I was worthy of this attention. Not because of my output or my usefulness, but just because I am me, and you reminded me that that was enough.
Follow the feeling, I whispered, as your legs parted for me, a reward for my patience. I didn't want you watching me. I wanted you to focus on you. The way my hands felt across your skin, the way your body was responding to my touch. You spent so much time focusing on others, even me. I wanted this to be yours.
And I did. With my eyes shut, I followed the heat of your lips as they mapped along my skin. The pressure of the pads of your fingers as you gently explored the honeyed seam of my pussy. I followed the breaths you left in your wake as your excitement grew with mine. A tandem experience that seemed to feed into one another.
I gently explored the soaked folds of your pussy, the slick, honeyed need decorating them like the nectar of the gods. I pressed kisses along your inner thigh, listening to the way your breaths rose and fell like mine. Excited.
Hungry. The heat of your mouth and the slide of your wet tongue through my desire felt wild and sensual, harkening back to the basest of instincts. Of need. Your hunger swallowed me as your arms hooked under my hips, anchoring me to the bed. To you.
Time ceased to exist as I read your body through your breaths. I watched as you yanked your shirt out to play with your nipples. The response of your pussy from the stimulation you chased was addictive. Your hips loosened up as they began to rock into my face. A dance I knew so well. And pride swelled in my chest with whatever's blood wasn't currently pumping through my cock.
I followed the hunger in you through the pleasure in me. The new thread of feeling another tug in the silken web I was wrapped up in. My hips moved of their own accord as my pleasure bloomed like sunlight in my belly, warm and nostalgic. A feeling I knew so well and yet always felt more alive with you.
I got dizzy as I ran alongside your orgasm. Like shadows in the forest, I chased that dark pleasure with you.
Follow the feelings, you said. And that sentiment got lost in the undertow as they seemed to race to the top. A competition of what felt the best before it turned into my undoing. The climb became so steep so quickly that I was reduced to nothing. But how your mouth felt latched on my clit and how my breaths caught in my chest.
Closer.
Full breath.
Half breath.
Almost there.
I held on expertly as it ripped through you. The sounds of your pleasure, throaty and desperate, as if they were being scooped out of the deepest, neediest part of you. I couldn't stay quiet. I moaned into your pussy as I greedily licked and slurped and held on to make sure that your orgasm lasted as long as possible before I dared to lift my head for air. When I finally did, I met your eyes, open and watching me lick my lips as if it was a challenge.
If you know what I need, then you know we're not done. I rasped out, earning a knowing laugh from you. As if my sass was not only familiar, but expected. Your thumbs caught in the waistband of your pants to reveal that you knew what I still craved.
I should have known that once you had an orgasm in you, you'd be back to your bratty self. And I was absolutely right. I always know what you need.
Your forearms caught behind my knees to bare my core to your aching need. The thick, throbbing head of your desire slipped eagerly into me. The combination of our juices slicking the way to least resistance. In this moment, of all moments with you, I felt most seen. Your eyes seen through all of the bravado and pomp to see the needs I hid so well from the world. Never from you.
A laugh radiated from you in between your moans. and I smiled, continuing to chase the pleasure between us. I wanted you to follow the feelings, but I ended up following you in them, feeling like the luckiest guy in the world. The light you filled my chest with, the laugh you graced me with, the orgasms you blessed me with. And as our pleasure raced alongside each other, with each thrust and impact and whimper, I followed the feelings.
Oh, fuck.
And all feelings led back to you.